What a joy it is to see this number out this morning with your Bibles ready to study the Word of God. We appreciate so much some of our visitors who are visiting with us. Encourage you to take your Bible and study along with us. In my teaching and preaching, I have no intention of belittling anything you might believe, and yet at the same time have the responsibility of preaching the truth of God. If I've taught something wrong, I stand to be corrected. In a few moments, we'll stand and sing the song that Brother Lovell has suggested, and if you've never been baptized upon your faith, we want you to know all things have been made convenient, where you can be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, or if you need to be restored, you can make your way to the front as we stand and sing, and be glad to pray with and for you and help you with any spiritual need. In your Bible, in the Philemon letter, if you will, go back and look with me what Brother Troy read just a moment ago in verse 7, and I want us to observe one particular word. Notice, if you will, that when Paul is writing, he talked about the great joy and consolation that he had in the love of Philemon. I like that statement, great joy. And he talked about the love they shared as brothers in Christ. But then notice his statement, because of the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Underscore the word refreshed. Then if you take your Bible, drop down to verse 20. In verse 20, notice again the Apostle Paul writing to Philemon said, "Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord." Again, underscore the word refresh. It's interesting to go through the Bible and notice different ways people are described. You can take your Bible and look in the Revelation letter and the third chapter in about verse 15. And you'll find one negative way a local church was described. You remember the church at Laodicea was described as lukewarm. And that is not a description a local church wants to have. But then if you take your Bible, if you look in the Colossian letter and the first chapter, and if memory serves right about verse 2, that you remember that Paul, when he wrote to the church at Colossae, said that they were faithful. I like that statement. When Paul thought of the saints of God at the church of Colossae, he said, "One thing I know, you are faithful." Then you can take your Bible and look in the Philippian letter and the first chapter, and in about verse 1, and you remember that Paul called the brethren of God at Philippi saints. And what a great way to be described by the Apostle Paul as a saint. A saint is one who is in Christ, who's been set apart because they've obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they are a baptized believer following in the footsteps of Jesus. But I want us to look for just a moment at that word, refreshed. And when I think about that word, there's several things that come to my mind. I think about maybe on a hot day, getting a cool drink of water and being refreshed. Or maybe a cool breeze passing by when you're out working and it kind of refreshes you. Vines talks about, or Webster's defines, it means to restore strength. And you know, my friend, when you think about the definition of restoring strength, that means to build up. Vines said it means to give rest or peace of mind. And this, of course, would lead one to be built up. And you know, I think about one thing we need in the local church today is refreshing Christians. I'll tell you, my friend, there are some people I recognize we may not feel as comfortable around as others. But one thing I believe we all need to be able to do is to be refreshing Christians. Now then, when you look at this man Philemon, you remember he had a runaway slave named Onesimus. And you remember he'd run away to Rome, and Paul is sending him back. And Paul had dictated this letter and sent it to Philemon that he would receive the runaway slave back in a good way. And notice, my friend, that he said that though this man was a wealthy person, he was still faithful. Sometimes we have in mind if someone's wealthy, they cannot be faithful. That's not what the Bible teaches. Here was a wealthy man dedicated to God. And yet, notice, my friend, he was a refreshing Christian. But then, notice, he was refreshing because of his good deeds. He took advantage of doing good unto others. And Paul commended that man for that. Take your Bible for just a moment and look in the Galatian letter and the 6th chapter. And in Galatians 6, and verse 10, Paul said, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, underscore all. Then, underscore, especially to those who are of the household of faith. We are commanded to do good. And I look at that and I think about this man who was given a request from Paul, and Paul was convinced this man would take the runaway slave back and he would be profitable to him. And Paul said, one thing I want you to understand, you are refreshing to me. What an honor to go down in the divine revelation as a refreshing Christian. What a description of Philemon when Paul said not just one time, but two times, you have refreshed me. And he said, I know you will continue to do so by receiving Onesimus back. But then if you take your Bible for just a moment, turn with me to the Roman letter and the 15th chapter. And when you come to Romans chapter 15, notice that Paul again has to talk about some people who refreshed him. Look, if you will, beginning at verse 30. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Again, underscore that word, refreshed. And again, we read from the pen of the Apostle Paul where he makes mention of the fact he desired to be with them. First, he desired their prayers, and then he prayed that he would have opportunity to be with them again. And he said, I desire to be with you because when I'm with you, you refresh me in the Lord. You build me up. You help me. You help my faith. You strengthen me. And so Paul is commending these brethren and saying, you have refreshed me. You have taken the toil and you've taken the trouble and you've taken the tribulation and you've helped build me up. Though I faced many things, he said, my desire is to be with you because when I'm with you, you build up my faith. I like that statement. I like that Paul said, you refreshed me. Paul had a great burden upon him at this time, and he longed to be refreshed. He longed to be with brethren that loved him and was concerned about him and would build him up. But then if you take your Bible for just a moment, look in 1 Corinthians 16. And when you come to the writing of 1 Corinthians 16, notice, if you will kindly, what is stated in about verse 18 about certain individuals. He says, I'm glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit in yours, therefore acknowledge such men. Now then, look again in verse 18 at that word refreshed and take note of that. Paul, you mentioned three individuals there. And what did you say about them? He said that he was glad they came for what was lacking on the part of others, they supplied. And notice he said, they refreshed my spirit, but not mine only, yours. And then he said, acknowledge them. I like that statement. I want you to take note, Paul said that their report was good, it was refreshing, and Paul said, I'll tell you what you need to do, you need to commend such men. I want you to think about that there are people who build you up in the faith. There are certain people that when you're around them, that their mind is spiritual and they're thinking on holy things and they build you up. And I thought about Paul. He'd heard many things about the church at Corinth that brought sadness to his heart, but here were three individuals that seemed optimistic. And Paul said they refreshed him. Even though there was a lot of problems, he said, these three refreshed my spirit. They built me up. Paul, were you down? Yes, I was down. Paul, what happened? I saw three individuals and they built me up. They refreshed me in the Lord. But then if you take your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And when you come to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, notice again a statement in verse 13. In verse 13, he said, therefore we have been comforted in your comfort, And we rejoiced exceedingly more for the joy of Titus because his spirit had been refreshed by y'all. Now look at that statement carefully. He said his spirit has been refreshed, and because of that, what did it do? It brought exceeding joy to Paul and the other disciples. He said, we have been comforted and we rejoiced exceedingly more for the joy of Titus that he was refreshed by you. You ever thought about that statement? Paul, hearing of the condition of the church at Corinth, sent a letter by Titus and told them to pep up, and they did, and they brought much joy to Paul. And Paul said, they have refreshed me. Now then, take your Bible and let's look at one other example. Take your Bible and look in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And when you come to 2 Timothy chapter 1, notice, if you will, at this time, that the Apostle Paul is talking, and he's writing to a man named Onesiphorus. And he says, the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain, but when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he might find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. Now look at that statement. This man was known to refresh Paul. And notice he said, he often refreshed me. Paul said, here I am in chains, Timothy. But this man came to me, and this man built up my faith. This man wasn't ashamed of my chains. There may have been other Christians who were ashamed of me, but this man wasn't ashamed. And he came to me and he said he not only refreshed me, but he came and sought me zealously. Oh, I would we'd get that down. And then look at the prayer he said in verse 18, the Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. Because he said he ministered to me many ways while at Ephesus. Now, I want to take that. I want to make application in the lessons here. You know what we need in the year 2021 is a time of refreshing. I'm sure that all of us would agree that we need to be refreshed in our day. You know, we face a lot of things in the world that just get us down. There are a lot of things that if you ever cut on the television, it'll just make you sad. There are many things that if you just go out into Athens, Alabama, or wherever, you'll find things that just bring you down. And yet, my friend, what we need is to be refreshed. We can be disappointed in life over others' decisions. We can be disappointed and have our heart cut by the fact that there are many who are outside the body of Christ, or there have been some who used to be faithful at O'Neill who we don't see anymore, and we need to bring them back, and many of them refuse to come back, and it just cuts to the heart. And sometimes it's easy to grow weary from our labor. But Paul said, do not grow weary in well-doing. We ought not do it, but sometimes it is easy to do. It's easy to also grow weary from oppression, as Paul spoke in the Roman letter. But I want us to stop and think about refreshing Christians. When I look out in this audience, I don't know everyone as well as I'd like, and COVID has really put a number on us getting to know each other. But I want to tell you something. There are people here who have refreshed me in the Lord. And I'll tell you, isn't it wonderful to look out and see people of our day who are refreshing Christians? Individuals who are doing good. Individuals who are going about teaching the law. Individuals at O'Neill who step up and take on a role they may not feel comfortable with, but they see the need and they do it. I'll tell you, that encourages me. That refreshes me. When I see people sometime maybe get out of their comfort zone to do what's needed, it is refreshing and builds up my faith. I'll tell you, sometimes you can get discouraged and then you look around and you see people working and it just builds you up. Sometimes I get discouraged. I think about how many we had before COVID, how many we had. Then I look out and I see the people who are here and I'm refreshed. I'm built up that the people are here serving God, wanting to please God. It helps me. It encourages me. You see the wisdom of God of coming together when you look at your brothers and sisters and you see their love for God. and I think about helping one another. How that is so refreshing. In Galatians 6:2, he said, bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. We need to be doing that. And when I see others helping others, it refreshes me. When I see people go and do, and they don't try to take credit, but they just want to do it because it's what they need to do and should do, and it's for the glory of God, it's refreshing to me. You ever thought about, my friend, in our day and time, we need to be doing good? And that work we do is to the glory of God, of Matthew 5:16. But I'll tell you something else. When I see people who are not ashamed of calling themselves a Christian, it refreshes me. When I see people stand up and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, they stand up and say, I'm a member of His body. And they stand up and say, I'm going to serve Him. And they're not ashamed to pray, and they're not ashamed to let others know about their faith. That refreshes me in the Lord. That builds me up. And it makes me realize I should be doing more. But then I think of something else. I think about the young of our day. I think about how they refresh me. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we can get so that we look at the young people and we think, oh, all young people have gone bad. I tell you, I believe at O'Neill we have some of the finest young people. And we need to encourage them. They're going up against great things that many of us didn't face as children. And as we build them up, we need to see that when they're living right, that's refreshing to me. When I see young men and young ladies who have their faith in God, that builds me up. I remember hearing about a young lady in Arkansas. And they were asking him to wear some clothes that weren't quite modest. And she wouldn't do it. She wanted to wear clothes that were modest. And though she looked different than everyone else, I'll tell you what she did. She ended up winning MVP. She's like Tommy Smith, MVP. And I'll tell you something. She didn't allow others to deter her from glorifying her God. I thought about young people who I've seen who have been put in such tempting circumstances. And they came out and they said, I will not go along with my peers. I will follow my God. And how refreshing that is. But then I look at some who are old. And I'm refreshed that they've held on to their faith for so many years. And we've got some here who've got health problems. Their spouse has health problems. They've really went through a lot. And yet they're holding on to their faith. And that refreshes me. It builds me up to see people who've held on to their faith for years and years. And they still are holding on. And they believe and know, as long as they hold on to Christ, that they hold on to His Word, that one day they'll be with Him. You ever thought about being refreshing? Oh, I appreciate people who refresh you. Brother Guy is so optimistic. You appreciate him refreshing you. You appreciate others who come out and you don't even know what they're facing in life, and yet they refresh you. They build you up. You ever want to be refreshed? I tell you what you do. We can't do it now, but when it's restricted, just one day go to the nursing home when you can and spend 5 minutes with somebody. Just spend 5 minutes talking to them. And you'll leave refreshed. You'll feel for them, but sometimes their attitude's better than some of us. I'll never forget when I was preaching in a little old town of Chapel Hill, Tennessee. There was a young man who had a mental disability. He was confined to a wheelchair. And they would wheel him in and sit him in the back. And the whole time I preached, he smiled. He just would smile and smile. And here I thought, he's happy. He doesn't have the ability to walk. He doesn't have the faculties that a lot of other people have. He's disabled, and yet he's happy. And that refreshed me, but it also made me feel a little guilty because here I've been blessed with good health and I have a lot of things that he didn't have. And how many times do I sit back and complain and not look at the blessings God has given me? I'll tell you, my friend, if all we do is complain to one another, we'll never refresh one another. We need refreshing. The world is discouraging us. Satan is discouraging us. All these things that are out there in culture is discouraging us. What we need is when we come together, be refreshed by God's people. I want to question you. Can you be called a refreshing Christian? God help each of us to refresh one another. If you need to obey the gospel, we pray you come.